Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Tes. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Yechiel Michel Ben Chaim Schneer Zalman Halevi Zichrono Levracha. Milton was a veteran member, the oldest veteran member of Shari Tefillah, where I was privileged to serve as an assistant rabbi for a few years, and our learning should continue to be an aliyah for his neshama. He certainly valued the Daf Yomi a great deal. And it's also sponsored Lezecher Nishmas by Beryl Lexing, Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Shimon Aryeh Leib Ben Yecheskel Chaim, whose yahrzeit is going to be Vez Shem on Chaf Aleph Elul. Learning should be an aliyah for his neshama as well. So we are holding on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, and we are at the last one on the line, four lines from the end of the page. Ella mechavarta masnisin delok Rabbi Shimon. So our first discussion is going to be what we seem to suggest. The Gemara is going to suggest that there, in fact, is a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon whether Yitzika is ksheira bazar. So the first half of Amud Aleph is going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Shimon says that Yitzika is not kosher bazar. Why it is that Rabbi Shimon holds that you need a Kohen for Yitzika. So we're going to discuss that perhaps it's based on some larger shita about how to darshan psukim. Maybe it's based on the idea of Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Uli Acharav, but then we reject that. Maybe it's based on the idea of Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, and that's going to lead us into a discussion about whether Shechita is Kshera Bazar or why Shechita is Kshera Bazar exactly, and how that relates to Smicha. But that's the first topic. First topic is explaining Rabbi Shimon, explaining the Machlokas Rabban Rabbi Shimon, whether Yitzika is Kshera Bazar. The second topic is going to be that the Gemara is going to tell us, Rav is going to tell us, whenever it says Torah and Chukah, like Zos Chukas HaTorah, then it's telling us the Dinim are Ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to have seven challenges to that, where we don't have Torah and Chukah, and yet something is still Ma'akev, and how we know that they're Ma'akev, and we have to actually reformulate Rav a little bit, that it doesn't mean that you actually need both Torah and Chukah. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that according to Rav, one cannot make a Kmitza measurement, meaning the Kmitza has to be done Biyad, you're not supposed to make a Kmitza measurement. But we're going to discuss in that context whether we can learn Halachos Ledoros from descriptions of particular Karbanos that were only Lesha'a, that were only the Karbanos of the Nesi'im. Do we learn Doros Lesha'a and what might be the exceptions to that rule? And then the last discussion of the daf is when the pasuk says lefnei Hashem and it says el pnei mizbeach, it talks about where you bring the korban mincha. So pnei mizbeach is the southern side of the mizbeach where the ramp is. Lefnei Hashem is the western side of the mizbeach, which is across from the heichal. So where exactly are you supposed to bring the korban mincha? We're going to have machlokas tanaim and how to reconcile those two psukim. So let's begin with ela mechavarta. So after the Gemara had tried to reconcile Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa with our Mishnah about whether a Zar is allowed to do Yitzika, the Gemara says, no, Ele Mechavarta Masnisin Delok Rabbi Shimon. It's simply a machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that a Kohen must do the Yitzika, and that's why Rabbi Shimon said, Kol Kohen Shein Amodah Ba'avodah In Chelek B'Kuhun, Rabbi Shimon said, and we went through all of the Avodos, right, that the Tes Vav Avodos, and among the Avodos of a Kohen is Yitzika. But Rabbanan all know Yitzika is kshera bizarre because the Mishnah had said that if that Yitzika is not ma'akev, that lo yatzak it's kosher. So Gemara says it can't be that lo yatzak it's kosher. It means lo yatzak kohen elazar it's kosher. That if a zar does the Yitzika, it's kosher. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bias Migdash Parak Tes Halacha Hey that a zar who does the Yitzika or who does a blil or the psis or the malicha or the hanafa or the agasha pasal, but he's not chayiv misa because these are avodos that yesh achrayan avoda acheres. But it is pasal; he's just not chayiv misa. So the Nosi Kelim and the Rambam say, you know, over here it says mikmitza ve'elach mitzvah skuna, but yitzika belila are kosher bizarre. That's what the paskins are mishnah. And guess what? The Rambam himself paskins in Psulei Hamukdashin Paragiral Valachazayin that menachos that the yitzika or the belila or the psisa or the malicha was done by a zar zar is kasher. And if the agasha tnufa is done by a zar, you have to do him again al yidei kohen. If you don't, and if you don't do him again, the mincha is still going to be kasher. So the dosi kelim write that the makor of the Rambam is what it says in the Gemara Zvachim Kufir Beis, that a zar who does these avodos is not chayiv mishum zaros. Sounds like there's that there is some sort of iser bedavar, because these avodos are supposed to be done al yidei kohen. But nevertheless, it's still difficult, because in the Mishnah, it's lechora, that Mishnah is going like Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that all the Chamesh Esrei avodos require kuna. But the Rambam passes like the Shita of the Tanara Mishnah, that mitzvah's kuna is only mikmitza ve'elach. So the Rambam shouldn't have mentioned this idea of needing a kohen for Yitzika. He passes like a Mishnah, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Nevena Ozel, is miyashiv the Shitas Rambam, and he explains, based on what it says in Tiktuke Sofrim, that there's a different girsa in our Gemara. That it's not, the girsa in the Gemara is not Elamei Chavarta Masnisin Delok Rabbi Shimon, and that there's necessarily a machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon, rather Elamei Chavarta Kitashaninon Meikara, which means that we closed yesterday's shiur with two different lashonos to distinguish between different types of karbanos mincha. And we're rejecting the last distinction between those minchas that are nikmatzos and those minchas that are not nikmatzos. And rather, we're accepting the first of the two lashonos, which is mechalik between a minchas Yisrael and a minchas Kohen. And that must have been the Rambam's girsa. That according to the Maskana of the Gemara, our Mishnah does not disagree with Rabbi Shimon as far as Minchas Kohanim are concerned. Minchas Kohanim that do not have Kemitza, then certainly the Yitzika must be done by a Kohen as well. But Mincha, a Mincha that does have Kemitza, it's only Mikemitza Ve'elach that requires Kohanim. And that must be the girsa that the Rambam had. That's why the Rambam paskins our Mishnah, and nevertheless still paskins that Yitzika should be done by a Kohen and not by a Zar. Okay, but let's stick with our Girsa for now. So we have this machlokas between the Rabbanan, between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon. Can Yitzika, may Yitzika be done by a Zar? So it says, well, my time with the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan hold that Yitzika may be done by a Zar? Amar Krav, Yatzikol Hashem, Rasna Lelevona, Via, El Bnei Aaron, HaKohen, Bekamat. You do the Yitzika, you put the Levona on, then you bring it El Bnei Aaron HaKohen Mekamatz, and the Kohen does Kemitza. So what do we see? Mi Kemitza Ve'elach Mitzvah Kuna Limir Al Yitziko Belila Shekshir Bizar. It's only from Kemitza and on that you need Kuna, but anything prior to Kemitza, like Yitzika, does not require Kuna. It's perfectly kosher by a Zar. Okay, great. So now we explain the Rabbanan, but why does Rabbi Shimon hold that Yitzika does need Kuna? For Rabbi Shimon, Bnei Aaron Akwanim Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Liachrav. When the Pasuk says that you bring it Levavia El Bnei Aaron HaKohen, that Bnei Aaron HaKohen is going not only on Vikamatz, but it's going on what it says earlier in the Pasuk as well, the Yitzika and everything else that has to be done. We're Dorish Lefanav Uliachrav, says Rashi, Lefanav Mikra HaKohen Nidrus Lefanav Le V'yatzak Uliachrav Vikamatz Misham Be'etzba'o. That both of those things need Kuhuna. Says the Gemara, that's not just a local statement. Once you're telling me that the reason Rabbi Shimon requires Kuhuna over here is because of Mikra Nidrus Lefanav Uliachrav, that needs to be consistent with Rabbi Shimon Shita and Shas. Does Rabbi Shimon in general hold that a mikra is nidrash lefanav liachrav, that we can darshan a pasuk to be going on what's before it and what's after it? So the Gemara says, does Rabbi Shimon really hold that way? But some Rabbi Shimon mikra nidrash lefanav liachrav. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that a pasuk could be darshan both lefanav and liachrav? Va'tanya, but I have a brisa that seems to indicate not that way, because the brisa tells us v'lakach hakoyin midamachatas be'etzba'o v'nosn al karnos hamiz Beach be'etzba'o v'lokach melamed shelotei kabbalah ele b'yamin. Whenever the term etzba is used, it always means yamin. So when it says be'etzba'o v'lokach, we see that v'lokach is kabbalah. The kabbalah's hadam has to be done with the right hand. But then it also says right after the word be'etzba'o v'nasan melamed shelotei nesina ele b'yamin, that not only does the kabbalah have to be b'yamin, the zrika also has to be b'yamin. So you see that the word be'etzba'o goes on, modifies both what follows and what precedes it. But Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chi nemar yad b'kabbalah, does it say be'etzba'o or any such lashon when it comes to the Kabbalah Saddam? Havlo nemar yad b'kabbalah, kibol b'smol kasher. No, the Kabbalah Saddam could be done with the left hand. It doesn't say be'etzba'o by the Kabbalah Saddam. V'amar Rabbi b'mikra nidrush l'fan av l'yachrav k'mifli. What is the nekudas samachlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, whether the Kabbalah Saddam needs to be done with the right hand, whether mikra nidrush l'fan av l'yachrav, that the Tanakama holds, yes, but etzba'o goes on not only what follows, but even on what precedes it, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, only on what follows, not on what precedes it. So don't tell me that the reason Rabbi Shimon holds over here that you need a kohen for Yitzhikah is because he always holds mikra nidrush l'fan av l'yachrav. Beferish, he doesn't always hold mikra nidrush l'fan av l'yachrav. When it comes to whether you could do Kabbalah with the right hand, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way. So it says, where you're right. We have misunderstood Rabbi Shimon. It is not based, his insistence on a kohen for Yitzhikah is not based on mikra nidrush l'fan av l'yachrav. Ela hainu time with Rabbi Shimon. This is the real svar of Rabbi Shimon, about 10 lines into the page. Ve'evia vav mosif al inyan rishon. It says ve'evia, so the vav is mosif al inyan rishon. That the vav tells me that the Yitzhikah also requires a kohen. That's the real svara for Rabbi Shimon. Says Gemara, but that too is not just a localized din. Vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon sounds like a derech in drush, that you're going to have to make drushes that way throughout. So is Rabbi Shimon consistent throughout Shas that Vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon? V'savar Rabbi Shimon Vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon. Is that true? Does Rabbi Shimon in fact hold that a vav is mosif al inyan rishon? Says Mar el meat d'chsiv v'shachat es ben abakar v'hikrivu bnei Aaron akonim asadam v'zorku asadam mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuna melamed al shchita shekshere bizar, that from Kabbalah and on you require a kohen, but anything prior to Kabbalah Saddam could be done by a zar, namely shchita. Shchita could be done by a zar because only Kabbalah and on requires kuna. But il Rabbi Shimon vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon Shechita Nami Achinami Bizarte Pesula. But if Rabbi Shimon really holds Vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon, that the Vav connects whatever is said in the first half of the Pasuk to the Dinim we're saying in the second half of the Pasuk, so just like he uses that Vav Mosav Al Inyan Rishon to tell me that even the Yitzhikah, which is earlier, requires a Kohen, which is mentioned later, so too Shechita by a Zevach, which is earlier, should require a Kohen, which is mentioned later, because it says a Vav. No, says Gemara, you're right. Vav would be Mosav Al Inyan Rishon to even teach me that a Zar cannot do Shechita, but there's a competing drasha by Shechita that tells me that a Zar can do Shechita. Shaini Hasam Da Amar Kra V'samach V'shachat. It says V'samach V'shachat, so there's some very close relationship between Smicha and Shechita. Ah, so Mas Smicha Bizarim Av Shechita Bizarim, just like Smicha. Who does the Smicha? That's not an Avodas HaKarban that's done by Kohanim. That's done by the Bailam of the Karban. So that certainly can be a Zar. So just like Smicha is done by a Zar, the Shechita is also done by a Zar. Says the Gemara, really? Everything that we say about Smicha is also going to apply to Shechita? Ima Smicha bebailim, av Shechita bebailim. So then there should be a new insistence that the Bailim do the Shechita. You go, you bring a Karban to the Beis Hamikdash, you're all excited, you can bring a Karban, you're going to watch as the Kohen does the takes it and does the Avoda, and he says, no, you shecht it. I should shecht it. I don't know how to shecht it. I'm just bringing a Karban. No, you shecht it. Just like you have to do the Smicha, you should have to do the Shechita. The Bailim should have to do the Shechita. Says, no, who lo matzis armit? That can't be that the Bailim has to do the Shechita based on a different drasha, kal v'chomer. Umazrika de ikr kapara lo baya Bailim. If Zrika, which is the primary element of the avoda that achieves kapara, and that doesn't require the Bailim, even though it's for his kapara. Shechita de lav ikr kapara lo kol shkein. So Shechita, which is not the ikr kapara, for sure is not going to require the Bailim. V'chitema ain't done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar, and you're going to tell me, well, you can't figure out halachos of Shechita from halachos of Zrika, meaning what are you trying to tell me? That Zrika doesn't require the Bailim, so therefore Shechita shouldn't require the Bailim either, because Zrika is a more of a mechaper, so if even Zrika doesn't require the Bailim, then for sure Shechita doesn't. Yeah, but the Bailim can't do Zrika. He's puzzled to do Zrika. So how do I learn a halacha, a kal v'chomer like that? It's efshar for the Bailam to do Zrika. It's efshar for him to do Shechita. Says Mar, Goli Rachmana B'Yom HaKippurim. V'shachat es parachatas ha-shalo, milchal, d'shechita b'alma, lo binan Bailam. That there's a special din by the Par Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol's got to do the Shechita of the Par Yom HaKippurim. He's the Bailam of the Korban. He's the one that does the Shechita. It's asher lo. But that teaches us dafka there. Only there does the Bailam do Shechita. Nowhere else do we have a din that a Bailam has to do Shechita. But you certainly don't need a Kohen to do the Shechita, because that we do learn from the connection between Shechita and Smicha. So that's the first sugya. The first sugya in today's daf, again, explaining Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon think that you need a Kohen for Yitzika? So we suggested maybe it's because he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Uli Achrav. We said, but that's not true. We know Beferish that he doesn't hold Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Uli Achrav, and that's why he holds that you could do Kabbalah with your left hand. So we said, no, it's because he holds Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. And just like the second half of the Pasuk requires a Kohen, so when it says v'yatzak, it also requires a Kohen. Then and we explained, and the fact that Shechita doesn't require a Kohen is because of a separate set of limudim. Now this notion of Mikra Nidrash, Lefanav Liachrav, L'chora could come up, and does come up in a number of other sugyas in Shas. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, for example, the Gemara talks about the pasuk of Mipnei Seva Takum Vahadarta Pnei Zaken, right? For a Seva Takum and then Vahadarta Pnei Zaken. So the Gemara says Mipnei Seva Takum Vahadarta, that you do a Kima Shiyesh Bahidr, right? That Takum Vahadarta is Kilut going on each half. But the Gemara over there says that that we do not say that Takum Vahadarta. The Gemara has a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we do not say Takum Vahadarta on Mikra. We do not say Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Liachrav, that Takum is going on Seva, Vahadarta is going on Zaken. So Tosus wonders why, according to Rabbi Shimon, do we not say Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Liachrav according to this Hava Min of the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Liachrav. So the Gemara says, so the Sefer Chak Nasan suggests that there's a big difference between that pasuk and our pasuk, because the word mipnei that says lefanav works very well with the word takum, but doesn't really work very well with the word vadarta. Meaning mipnei seva vadarta doesn't make sense, and the word vadarta pneizak and the word pnei doesn't work very well. It does work with vadarta, but it doesn't work well with takum. Takum pnei zaken doesn't make any sense. But over here, the word beetzba'o lechora could work both lefanav and the achrav, and that's why we need a reason why Rabbi Shimon wouldn't darshan beetzba'o to be lefanav uli achrav. Now the other thing that we mentioned over here, that shechita is kshera bizar. There's a sugi maseches brachos of lamed aleph and beis where the Gemara tells us about the conversations that happened between Eli HaKohen and little Shmuel when Shmuel was very young, and how Shmuel didn't understand. You know, he questioned Eli because he was a precocious child and he understood a lot of halacha. So the Gemara over there says that this drasha, Shechita Ksher Bazar, was Shmuel's first drasha. It was Shmuel's the one that made Shmuel HaNavi, made, not Shmuel the Amara, Shmuel HaNavi made this drasha because he saw that Eli was Mechazer Achar Kohen L'Shechita, that Eli was running around looking for a Kohen to do the Shechita. So says Shmuel, Shechita's Ksher Bazar, you don't need to look for a Kohen to do the Shechita. So in the Sefer Lechem Shemayim, he proves that L'Chadchila, we actually should look for a Kohen or at least a Levi to do the Shechita. And he says, and even Eli, that's what Eli was doing. And the reason he needed to be corrected was, yeah, you look for a Kohen L'Chadchila to do the Shechita, but you don't have to go crazy to find a Kohen. Shechita is Ksher Bizar, but that's a Lashon of B'dievet. So you don't have to go, it's already a B'dievet if you have to look too much. So he was looking Yoser Midai, because otherwise it looks like Eli didn't know the Halacha at all, and Shmuel had to inform him of a basic Halacha. So that's what he suggested. No, Eli knew the basic Halacha. It was a question of degree. How far do you have to go in terms of terms of finding a Kohen to do the Shechita? Okay, so now a new sugya. Says the Gemara, a chiddush of Rav. So Rav is mechadish as follows. Amar Rav, kol makom shneamar Torah v'chuka einu ela akiv. Whenever the word Torah and the word chuka are used in some sort of halacha context in the Torah, it always means that it's ma'akiv, that those dinim are ma'akiv, that it would be kosher without them. So kasalka daitach tarti by it. Sounds like from the way Rav formulated this statement that it needs to say both Torah and chuka in order to be ma'akiv kidichsiv zos chuka satora, like by Paraduma, where it says zos chuka satora. But then simin natatz yakmal, we're going to have seven challenges to this idea that you need Torah and chuka in order to be ma'akev. So the first one is varei nazir, that's the nun of natatz, varei nazir zelok siva bei el Torah. By nazir it only says Torah, v'amrav tenufa benazir ma'akva, that tenufa is ma'akev by a nazir. Why is it ma'akev? It doesn't say chuka, it only says Torah. Shiny asam kivin dechsiv kein yaseh kiman dechsiv b'chukadami. Since there's a phrase that tells me kein yaseh, and you got to do it this way. So that's as if it says chukah. That's like it's saying it is ma'akev, that it must be done exactly that way. Says Gemara, challenge number two, the tough in the simin, hare toda, delok siva be ela Torah. Toda only has the word Torah in the parasha, not chukah. Utnan arba shabatoda ma'akvin zezeh. And yet the Mishnah tells us that the four different types of loaves of a carbon toda are ma'akev each other. So, but it doesn't say chuka. Well, shayni toda de iskish lenazir. Yeah, but by toda there's another limud to tell me that it's ma'akev, because we link it with the parsha of nazir, the chsiv, because it says by the parsha of nazir, al zevach toda shlomav. V'amamar shlomav l'rabos shalmei nazir. That shlomav comes to be marbe even the shalmei nazir, that the shear of lechem that comes with the shalmei nazir should be the same shear of lechem that you need for the lach metoda. So since we link the lach metoda to the shalmei nazir, so we learn toda from nazir that all the dinim that are explicit there are ma'akev. The third challenge from the tzadi over here, even though the mitzora begins with the mem, but tzadi is like a dominant sounding letter. So very mitzora delok sivbe elatora. By mitzora, the pasuk only says zostia toras hamitzora utnan, and yet we still have a mishnah arba'a minim shabim mitzora, the four different minim that a mitzora requires. Now a mitzora doesn't need four different types of bread. By mitzora, the four minim that we refer to are the eight Erez, the Ezov, the Shnitalas, and the Tziporim, that all of them are ma'akvin ze'ezeh, that they're absolutely ma'akev each other, even though it doesn't say chukah. Says Mar Shaini Yasum, Kivin Dechsiv, Zos Tihia Torah Hamitzora, Kaman Dechsiv Bechukah Dami. When it says Tihia, it's saying, yeah, this is the way it must be. So that's Ki'ilu, as if it were written chukah. Vare Yom HaKippurim Delok Sivbe Elechukah, but by Yom HaKippurim it only says chukah. It says Vaisa Lechem Lechukas Olam V'chod right, that it says chuka utnan, and yet the Mishnah is going to say on Daf Chav Zayin shnei siure yom kippurim ma'akvin ze ezeh, that the two siure yom kippurim, the siur Hashem, siur Azazel, they're ma'akev each other. Why are they ma'akev? It doesn't say Torah, it only says chuka. Elas says, Gemara, you're right. We have to explain Rav a little differently. That when it says, not that in the Torah needs to say both the word Torah and Chukah to tell me that a din is ma'akev, Ella, O Torah, O Chukah. One or the other would be enough reason to say that it's ma'akev. So now that we've changed it, now we're ready to ask the next set of kashas. Because now, meaning the first set of kashas was on the first way we understood, Rav, that it needs to say both Torah and Chukah. Okay, now we've changed it. You only need to say either Torah or Chukah to tell me that it's Ma'akev. So now that leads to a whole bunch of new challenges. Right? Shar kabanos tichsivu Torah, but all the other kabanos where it says Torah, zos Torah, sa'ola l'mincha l'shlamim, l'chatos l'zavach l'shlamim, I'm sorry, what is it? L'mincha l'chatos, right, so it mentions all the different types of karbanos. It says zos hatorah and mentions all the different types of karbanos v'lo ma'akvi, and yet they're not ma'akev. Not all the dinim by all of the karbanos are ma'akev, but it says Torah by all the karbanos. So says Mario, we have to change the rule again. Torah by a chukah, v'chukah lo by a Torah. That if it says Torah alone, that would not teach us that it's ma'akev. It needs to say chukah as well. But But if it says just chuka, that's enough to tell me that it's ma'akev. You don't need it to say Torah. It says maravari Torah v'chuka ka'amar. But that doesn't sound like what Rav said. Rav said that it needs to say Torah and chuka. Okay, so there are two ways to translate that. You could say it needs to say both or one or the other. But how do you translate that to mean that it needs to say chuka, but it doesn't really need to say Torah in order to be ma'akev? How do you fit that into Rav's words? So hachi ka'amar, afal gav d'chsiv Torah, iksiv chuka in v'lo. What Rav was trying to do is he's trying to identify the two words that you might have thought that that teach that something is ma'akev, and he tells you, you think the word Torah teaches you that it's ma'akev? No. Torah does not teach you that it's ma'akev. The only word that teaches it is chuka. That's why he mentioned both. Torah, only if it also says chuka. And chuka alone obviously works because chuka, that's what the limud from chuka is. So says Gemara, still we're not done with our challenges. Vary mincha dichsiv ba chuka. By karb mincha it says chuka. It says kol zachar b'vnei aron yochlena chak olam l'doros heichem. Va'amar Rav kol makom sheichzer akasav v'toras mincha enu alal akev. And yet Rav says that whenever there's a repeat of a din in the parsha of Karban Mincha, that din is ma'akev. Sounds like, yeah, hichzir in, lo hichzir lo. It's only if it's shana lo vakas of la'akev. Only when the Torah repeats a din do we assume that it's ma'akev by Karban Mincha. But if it doesn't repeat the din by Karban Mincha, sounds like it would not be ma'akev. But why not? It says chuka. It says, shayin yasin d'ki k'siva chuka, achila k'siva. You're right, it says chuka by Karban Mincha, but only by the achila samincha. So that doesn't tell me that the avodos samincha are also ma'akev. Which avodos samincha are ma'akev? Those that are shana lava kasav la'akev, only those that are actually repeated. Those that are not repeated are in fact not ma'akev. Vari lechem apanim d'chi k'siva chuka a'achila k'siva. But wait, the lechem apanim, it says chuka in the context of achila utnan, and the Mishnah tells us shnei sedarim ma'akven ze'ezeh, shnei v'zichin ma'akven ze'ezeh, v'starin v'zichin ma'akven ze'ezeh. Every part of the lechem apanim is ma'akev. But you just told me a rule that if it says chuka only in the context of achila, then only the achila is ma'akev, but not, it has nothing to do with any of the seder avoda. By lechem apanim, it also only says chuka by the achila, and yet we use that chuka to tell me that the entire, every element of the seder avoda, the lechem apanim, is ma'akev. Ella says Gemara, kol hecha d'ksiva achila akula milsa ksiva. Scratch what we said before. If it says chuka in the context of achila, that's ki'ilu, it says it in the context of avoda as well. And it goes on all of the dinim, both those dinim of achila and those dinim of avoda. But shayini hasam, so we're back to our kasha by Karban Mincha, where it says chuka, and yet not all of the dinim of Karban Mincha are ma'akev. Why not? I thought the rule is that anytime it says chuka, all the dinim are necessarily going to be ma'akev. No, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by Karban Mincha umigirsha umishamna. So it doesn't say migeresh umishemen. So it sounds like it's telling us that you need the gerish to be shalem and the shemen to be shalem. That if it would be chasr, it would be pasul. So since the pasuk has to tell me that it's ma'akev, gerish v'shemen ma'akvin ve'in davar acher ma'akev. That it's only the gerish and the shemen that are ma'akev. The Karban Mincha, a special drasha that we make, but nothing else is ma'akev the Karban Mincha. See, even though it says chuka by mincha, there's a special gzeiros hakasav to tell me, not true, that chuka doesn't apply to every din by a Karban Mincha. Only the gerish and the shemen is ma'akev, no other part is ma'akev. So at the end of the day, what emerges is three rules from this second sugya on today's daf. The first rule is that whenever it says the word Torah alone, we cannot learn that anything is ma'akev. Second rule, whenever it says the word chuka alone, we do learn that everything is ma'akev. Even if the word chuka only appears by the achila of that carbon, still it tells us that it's ma'akev everything, like by lechem apanim. It only says it by the achila, still it's ma'akev everything. And third rule, that certainly if it says chuka and Torah together, then certainly that it's ma'akev. L'chara, it's not even really a third rule, because it's just an extension of the chuka rule, that if it says chuka, it's ma'akev. So of course, if it says chuka and Torah, that it's ma'akev. It's logara. But, there is one parsha that says both chuka and Torah, and that is parsha's Parah Aduma. So that too is ma'akev, meaning Torah doesn't detract from the fact that it already says chuka in the parsha. Now, one point to make over here is that the Gemara says that the Torah's Megala, that by Par Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, is the one that does the Shechita. So this is going back a little bit. So we said we learn from V'shachatas Parachatas Asher Lo. So you see that the Shechita of every other carbon doesn't require the Bailim. Right? In the previous Sugya, I forgot to mention, we were discussing whether Shechita, how we know Shechita's Ksher Bizar. Oh, because Smicha is Ksher Bizar, so Shechita must be Ksher Bizar. Oh, but Smicha requires the Bailim. Shechita doesn't require the Bailim. So what did we say? Yeah, but even though Smicha requires the Bailim, Shechita is not going to require the Bailim because there's a Gzeres HaKos of Dafka by the power of Yom HaKippurim that Shechita requires the Bailim. Every other Shechita must not require the Bailim. So in the Cheshek Shlomo, he brings a Raya that still it's a mitzvah lechadchila to use the Bailim for the Shechita, and he brings from the Zohar that Kohanim should not do the Shechita, other people should do the Shechita, because the Chachila, you have to, the Bailim has to do the Shechita of the Karban. Now Rashi, in Maseches Kiddushin, Rashi writes that the reason Kohanim Bali Mumim get a Chelek in the Achilas HaKarbanos is because the Gemara says that the Kohanim or Bali Mumim may not do the Avodah, but they do a lot of other things. They Matliya Be'etzim, the wood that has worms, they deworm the wood, they're Mafshitim, they skin the animal, they're Menatech, the animal, they cut it up into pieces, and says Rashi, Vishochtim. They're the guys who do the Shechita. Meaning, since a Zar can do the Shechita, the Kohanim Bali Mumin do the Shechita. So from Rashi, it sounds like it's not that there's a Din L'Chadchil that the Bailim do the Shechita, the Kohanim Bali Mumin do the Shechita. So from that Rashi, they bring a Raya, some of the Achronim bring a Raya, the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak was asked, is a Shochet allowed to receive money? Right? Rabbi Steinitz spoke about on Shabbos about doing Melecha Shemayim, whether one is allowed to get paid for doing Melecha Shemayim. So that's what the Gemara Maseches Nedarim darshins, that it says Rei lemadti eschem chukum mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem ma ani bechinam af adam bechinam, that just like Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches Torah bechinam, we also have to teach Torah bechinam, but we extend that to other Maleches Shemayim as well. So is Shechita included? Do you say that someone cannot get paid for the Shechita? Says the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, you see from that Rashi, Shechita is not included, because why does a Kohen Balmum, right? Why does a Kohen Balmum receive a chelek of the things that are given to a Kohen? Because he works for it. He does the deworming of the wood, and he does the Shechita. That's his payment. So you see that you're allowed to get paid for Shechita. That's the Raya that he brings. Okay, now the next one. He says Gemara, Amud Beis, Gufa, Amar Rav, Kol Makom Sheichsu La Akasu B'Toras Mincha, Eino La Akev, that we had said before that whenever you have a repeat in the Parsha of Karban Mincha, meaning whenever it's Shana La Akasuv, it tells me that it's Ma'akev. Shmuel Amar, Gerish V'Shem Ma'akev V'Ein Devarach Ma'akev. Shmuel says, no, only Gerish and Shemen are Ma'akev, nothing else, no other din by Karban Mincha is Ma'akev. Shmuel, Avagav D'Tana Be'Kral Lo Ma'akveleh. And according to Shmuel, even if the Pasuk repeats it, it's still not Ma'akev. That doesn't make sense. That's the basic rule by Kachem, that whenever it's Shana Lava Kasuv, it's the Akev. Ela Kal Hecha D'Tana Be'Kral Vade Ma'akev. No, certainly, if it says something twice in the pasuk, it's for sure ma'akev. V'acha b'melo kumtzo b'kumtzo k'miflgi. The machlokas Rabin Shmuel has had a darsh in the words melo kumtzo and b'kumtzo. Titania, because the Brisa says in one place it says melo kumtzo, and another place it says b'kumtzo. So from the fact that it changes the lashon from melo kumtzo to b'kumtzo, shelo yase mida l'kometz, that you're not allowed to make a measuring kli the proper size of a kometz. So Rav Savar Hanami Tana Bekra, and Rav says that this din that you're not allowed to take the kmitza bekli is also repeated in the pasuk. So we learn from there that it has to be bekapo in your hand itself and not in a kli. Ushmuel Doros Mishal Alfinan, and Shmuel will say, no, that pasuk is talking about the korbanos of the nesiim. We can't learn anything from there for Doros, so it's not Tana Bekra, and therefore, even though I agree lechatchila, you're not allowed to do the kmitza bekli, but it's not going to be ma'akev. If you do the kmitza bekli, it's going to be kasher. Whereas Rav says that it's going to be ma'akev. Briska Rav raised a very strong kasha. So, you know, we even said that if you do the kmitza with the wrong part of the hand, even if you have an exact sheer kmitza, that it's no good. Then because it's not called a ma'isa kmitza. So what's the havamina that you can use a kli for the kmitza? It's not called a ma'isa kmitza. It's a logar. It's no better than the wrong part of the hand. So that's difficult to understand. But that's a kasha Biskarav raises. Says Gemara, v'lo yalav Shmuel doros misha. Wait, is this a rule that Shmuel has in darshaning in general that he doesn't learn halachos doros from halachos l'sha? Vatnan. But we have a mishnah that tells us as follows: klei alach mekachinas alach umidas yavish mekachinas yavish. Those kelim in the mikdash that are supposed to hold liquid things are mekadesh liquids, and those that are supposed to hold dry things are mekadesh non-liquids. The in klei alach mekachinas yavish. Klei alach cannot be mekadesh dry things. V'lo midas yavish mekachinas alach, and dry measurements cannot be mekadesh those things that are liquid. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says on that mishnah that klei alach cannot be mekadesh yavish. Lo shanu elamidos. That's only talking about measuring kalim, like a clay that's made to measure a hin, a log, so it's made to a certain size to be a proper measuring clay. Aval, mizrakos, but clay alach that are made just to put things in, but not to measure anything. Like the mizrakos that you catch the dam. So what, you're measuring an exact amount of dam to catch from the tzavar of aim? Absolutely not. You just need a clay to catch it in. So the mizrakos aren't a measuring clay. So the mizrakos, mekachin, they would even have the ability to be mekadesh yavesh, to be mekadesh dry things that are put in them, because they're ra'ui for Kabbalah's the things that are dry as well. Dechsev, because it says by the Kabbalah's Nesiyim that each of the Nesiyim brought together with his karban, so they said, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shemeshachim, Shneyem Meleim Solas. So we see that even a Mizrak, which is made for Davar Lach, you could put Solas into it. So you see that it's mekadesh even something that's dry. And that's why Shmuel holds, we see from the carbon of the Nesiyim that Mizrakos are Mekadesh, even a Dover Yavish. What do you see though? The Nesiyim was a Din L'Shah. There aren't Karbonos Nesiyim in L'Dorei Doros, and yet Shmuel is willing to derive a Halacha L'Doros that Kelim Alachim are able to be Mekadesh, that which is Yavish. Says Mara, Shaini Yasim Tanabah Kra Tracer Zimni. Now that's different. It says it 12 times by the Nesiyim. If it only would have said it once or twice, fine, then I can't learn Doros Mishah. But over there it says it 12 times. In fact, some of the Achronim say, yeah, it says it 12 times. Don't we normally say that if the Torah repeats itself over and over again, that Tosus raises the question, that even though that we normally say that that's what we call Shnei Ksuvim Rabban Kechad Ein Melamdin, meaning that's less of a reason to be lomed from a din if it's repeated more than once. When it's said once, so then okay, it's a binyanav, so we apply everywhere else. When it's snake suban aban kechad ein melamdin, so Tosas writes that even though it's this din is repeated that the mizrak is mekadesh liyavish 12 times by the 12 nesiim, it's not snake suban aban kechad shein melamdin. We don't say, but why not? Why isn't it snake suban aban kechad ein melamdin? So it could be that it's just, what Tosas means is the sheer number of times, that there must be some additional limud, that shlosh ksuvin sometimes we require, but never, you would never have 12. But some of the Acharon explain, Tzon Kachim says, no, but it says better, it says more pashut l'chora, that Sheikh Suvin Aban Kechalim Lamdin is, normally I would do a binyan av, I would do a memetzinu, it says a din here, I'll apply it over there by a different halacha. So Sheikh Suvin Aban Kecha tells me, don't apply it to a different halacha, because we're going to list all the exceptions, because you see the exception is mentioned, you see the din is mentioned here, and it's mentioned there. But it's we don't say Sheikh Suvin Aban Kechad Ein Melamdin when it's mentioned in the same parsha, when it's mentioned about the same thing. It's the whole discussion is about applying one din from one place to another. So Amalei Rav Kana v'Ravasi l'Rav. Rav Kana v'Ravasi said to Rav, "Arei Agasha d'Tana v'Kra l'Ma Akva." You're going to tell me a rule that any time it's Shana l'Avakasav, it's always la'akev, but by Hagasha it doesn't say it twice. It does say it twice, and it's not ma'akev. So Man Tana be. So where is the pasuk that it says it twice? Dechsev is Zos Taras Hamincha Hakrevos Abnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem. So says Gemara Ahulikbal Amakom Udasa. No, it says Hagasha twice to tell me the makom where you do the Hagasha. Detanya Lefnei Hashem Yachal B'mar. If it says Lefnei Hashem, you might think you have to be right across from the Heichal on the western side of the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar El Pnei Hamizbeach. El Pnei Hamizbeach. El Pnei Hamizbeach. Yachal B'darom. I might think I got to be on the southern side of the Mizbeach, which is facing the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's why it says Lefnei Hashem. So Hakeit said, Magisha b'Keren Dromos Marav is connected to Chudash Keren v'Dayo, that you bring it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and that's And that's the proper placement of the Hagasha. So the Shana of Hakasa by the Hagasha is not to tell me that it's Ma'akev, it's to tell me the exact location where you're supposed to bring the carbon. It is interesting, the Achronim are Medayik over here. What does the word Vidayo add? Okay, I know where to bring it. So Tosus over here says that Vidayo is coming to be Mema'it, some other Halacha. I forgot exactly what he says, but that it's so some of the Achronim are Medayo, like where else do we have a dayo? You have a dayo by Ner Chanukah, that B'shas HaSakana, that you put it al Shulchan Vidayo. You don't need to put it al Pesach Beso, you put it al Shulchan Vidayo. So each time it has Vidayo, it's coming to teach some broader halacha. Maybe we'll mention that at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur if we have time. But that's a diuk that has to be made over here. Okay. Thank you.